So if you're not entirely sure, please go over the lectures on the internet, okay, in our website. Next slide, please. Now, first of all, Bingqing mentioned about definition. So we better define ego, okay? Because sometimes you may confuse it with self-determination, self-esteem, and all that. Ego, small me, self, I. Last time we said the word I, me, and mine are the most used English words. And I also mentioned that in other cultures, they may call I, or they may call it different names, but the concept of I is the most mentioned in every language. So I is just a sound, right? In Chinese it's 我, 我. I'm sure in other languages it has a different name. It's basically a label to a thought process, and that thought process identifies this physical body. Now, then we define, if we break away from self, what do we get? We get a higher consciousness, which we define as the same as selfless. Unlimited inspiration, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, and God. In the first lecture, we talked about what Dalai Lama said. The best religion is the one brings you closest to your God. And then he defined God as the compassionate person who do good deeds, who look after their family, look after their country, and be kind to fellow men. Okay? So God is not limited to one religion. It's really this definition of Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, and consciousness, higher consciousness. It's not alertness for the new people here. Consciousness is not the same as alertness. I can be alert, but I'm totally unconscious in my mind. I don't listen. Okay, I look at you, I don't see you. Okay, I listen, but I don't hear. Next slide, please. Now, what good is that? We talked about earlier in the slide about inspiration, right? Great art or achievement come from inspiration. Inspiration comes from the word inspire. The spirit is in the body. Again, the spirit, okay? That's inspire. What spirit? When the Holy Spirit is in, we become certain of God and create greatness. When the self, I, ego is in, we do selfish, harmful things to satisfy our ego. Now, let me just ask you this here. Well, I think quite a few years back, Van Gogh's Sunflower was auctioned off and a Japanese guy bought it for, what, 50 million or more? Now, that picture of Sunflower fetched $15 million. Why? Is it because just Van Gogh painted it? Someone would put some $50 million out and put it in a showcase in the entrance of an insurance company just for, you know, for the fun of putting it there? No. Because that's an inspiration. People look at that sunflower as connected to true consciousness. And that's why they would pay that amount of money. Strange enough, you and I go to the supermarket and see sunflower, and we even pay a penny. It's the same sunflower. We don't see that Holy Spirit. And then Gold came to it, and people pay for it. Okay? So that's the difference. The Holy Spirit is with us when we can see it. Next slide, please. Now, we mentioned about thought process. So let's start thinking about it. First of all, there's an external stimuli that come in. Then when that comes in, our minds start thinking about it. We create a thought process. Okay, my name is a thought process. You can call me whatever name. My parents can give me whatever name. And that is still going to be this body. Right? Because our thought process generates something. And then, well, with our thought process, we create a response. When someone called this name, Roy, which is just a sound, a label, I start responding and looking at you. That's a response. And because, well, in the last lecture, we talked about identification. We identify that name, that sound with me, and then I start collecting things around that sound. I start asking my parents, Roy wants this. I want to be a doctor. I want to make a lot of money, right? And I want to have children, I want them to do well too. So, that's a thought process. Next slide, please. The thought process, in turn, starts circulating back. And then, well, that is becoming a cycle I don't want to call it a vicious cycle. It can be good, it can be bad. A vicious connotation is negative. We just finished talking about breaking out from duality. There's no good or bad in this thinking process. This is just a process. It's how we use it. Then what? That creates external stimuli by our action. And then it feeds back into this thought process. So let's look at the next slide. If that feeds back, we create a loop. And that grow. Okay? And that thought process grow and grow and grow, and it becomes inflated. And inflated. Then it's like this here. Started like this, smaller, bigger, 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 and bigger. Okay, instead of big self, we can say it is inflated self. But in the limit of space, big is actually easier to fit in. So we can see this process from smaller, when we were a baby, and then gradually grow, until it becomes so huge, it kind of flowed out of our head, and we start behaving differently. So obviously, well, the thought process like to grow. Our ego continues to inflate. Then somehow our mind becomes open. And then the ego gets smaller. The previous slide that we saw is an inverse relationship. So now, obviously, ego doesn't want to be smaller. None of us want to be poorer. Maybe one or two of us, but just common sense. We want more things because that's how the ego grows. If I have one coat, I want two. If I have a Toyota, I like to have a Mercedes. When I have a Mercedes, I like a Lamborghini. When I get a Lamborghini, I like to have a plane. Right? It's half. It's my ego growing. I don't need it, do I? You know, commercial aircraft first class is not bad. I haven't been there. Okay, so the ego continues to grow. It has to defend itself. How does it do it? Next slide, please. Okay, you can see, as I already mentioned, the limit to speed learning is, sorry, I will not listen. Thank you, I'm here, but I am not listening to you, okay? Now, see, we are looking and listening to each other, so we have already broken through that barrier. First of all, the ego said, I'm not listening to this garbage. Why? Because it diminishes me. It opens my mind, and I do not want to be smaller. I want to be inflated and kept inflated and get bigger. No way am I going to be getting smaller. So I will not listen. And I do not want to listen to teachings that exceeds me. Because the minute I get my thinking box bigger and bigger, my ego gets smaller. Do you remember that inverse relationship that was mentioned? Alright? So the best thing is blowing my mind. Have you tried to ever explain to someone on the street? Or go to the supermarket or go to the, you know, Kensington market and try to explain something to those guys? Are you kidding me? Pay the money and get out of here, okay? Otherwise, for Italian, they would say, goo goo goo, you know what I mean, right? From something, you know? Yeah, some of us haven't. So that's an Italian word, okay? From guru. The next thing, I will not listen to Buddhist teaching. That leads to enlightenment. Now remember we said enlightenment is when we open our mind and diminish our ego. Of course, well, it has to fight it. You know, I fight everybody who wants to test me, too. I'm only happy to listen to things that strengthen me. Of course, human nature. Example, I'll live to 100 years old forever. I want to live to 100. That's what the Chinese always say on Chinese New Year. Okay, you know, I wish you lived to 100. You know how many diseases you have? How many aches and pains you carry in your body? I'm not sure whether I want to be that old. Right? I will not listen to lectures on counting numbers. It's boring, really. Okay? But at least you're enlightened. And that's tough work. No, thank you. I'd rather sit down and dream of the good times, Barbados, Bahamas, and the sunshine. So, counting numbers has nothing to do with me. It's a waste of time. It really can be. Okay? Once you're enlightened now, you don't need to count, but until then, please, stay with us. Okay? Next slide, please. Now, second way of doing it. I'll be a good boy. I will still be here. I will listen. I will do what you suggest. So I listen a little bit. It won't do any harm. After all, I do not understand it anyway. So if I don't understand it, it won't hurt me. Because I won't diminish my ego. I'm still at the same place. My mind doesn't open. So why should my ego get smaller? No way. I'm happy. That's I. I again. I determined that self, that I will not understand the deeper meaning of any teaching. Remember last time we talked about the sanctuary that was covered in dirt and mud? I just don't want to take that dirt off. So my true self can come out. For those of us who were not here last time, we talked about the inner self of you is really a Buddha. You are like a statue when it first came out, nice and shiny, clean. And then well, throughout time with the carbon dioxide, with the acid rain, okay, with the bird and everything shitting on you, right? Then you become dirty, black. And that's what the ego is. Basically, it's polluted by all the thinking, all the thoughts, all the negative things that we have piled up, and then we don't want to take it off. And once we realize that we can take it off and be glamorous, and let our true self shine through, we're going to be still fighting it, okay? This is one of the mechanisms egos will do. So I'll do a little bit, I'll then cut it off, and then, well, hey, forget it, okay? I'm still the same, alright? And then I'll forget about doing the rest of the cleaning. So, counting to 10, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions is within my reach. But anything beyond, I'll leave it with Jonathan, okay? Alright, ego is someone else. Because Jonathan is the counting expert. Alright, so we call it infinity. Alright, folks? So we don't have to go any further. We don't have to open our mind. We don't have to learn new concepts. We're happy with the way I am itself. Next slide, please. Now, the next simple way of fighting things off, I understand. But I'll immediately forget. Just like I see the exercise, I think, good. But tonight I'll forget how to do it. And I won't do it. I won't hand it in. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Did we do all the exercise? Did we hand in all the assignments? I say, if you're not, you know, this is one way that I defend it. I'm too busy. Yeah. I'll forget. I don't understand it anyways. Okay. So, at the lecture, I understand 10% and 10 minus 10. But after the lecture, these powers are useless. I'm not going to apply it. No relevance to me. Well, that means my ego is not affected. I'm still as happy as I am. Just like that statue sitting in the Sigma Square in Venice, just as dirty as before. Okay, thinking that he's really clean. Just never discover that there's an inner glamour in itself. Next slide, please. So, I won't listen. It's like this cup here. I'm full. Okay, anything else? Spill it out. Forget it. Alright?